Here's a good one for you. So we get a phone call in the office from a lady called Naomi. I don't know if you're still listening, Naomi. I'll explain that in a second. So Naomi calls in and she says, I want to get those Cypress Hill tickets that you're giving away. So Tommy's out there, our membership guy, and he goes, I don't know anything about that, but I'll go and talk to Jason. So he comes in and he says, and I said, I don't know anything about any Cypress Hill tickets. I've got Milky Chance tickets. Cypress Hill, that doesn't sound right. It's not the kind of music that we play around here. Search the system. We've got no Cypress Hill. We don't even have any Cypress Hill music in our system. And then we realise she's listening to K-Day, the other 93.5, when you go out of the canyon. She must have just caught us, and then she's driving up from San Diego. So she's looking for old school hip-hop, and we don't have it, frankly. So we don't have any Cypress Hill, but... Naomi, if you're still listening, here's a little Benny Hill for you.
You could hear the offbeats pound as they raced across the ground, and the clatter of the wheels as they spun round and round. And he galloped into Market Street, his badge upon his chest. His name was Ernie, and he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie loved a widow, a lady known as Sue. She lived all alone in Lily Lane at number 22. They said she was too good for him. She was haughty, proud and chic. But Ernie got his cocoa there 3 times every week. They called him Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. She said she'd like to bathe in milk. He said, all right, sweetheart. And when he'd finished work one night, he loaded up the cart. He said, you want it pasteurized, because pasteurized is best. She says, Ernie, I'll be happy if it comes up to me chest. That tickled old Ernie.
Ernie!
And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West.
Oh.
Now, Ernie had a rival, an evil-looking man, called Two-Ton Ted from Teddington, and he drove the baker's van. He tempted her with his treacle tarts and his tasty oatmeal bread, and when she seen the size of his hot meat pies, it very near turned her head. She nearly swooned at his macaroon, and he said, now if you treat me right, you'll have hot rolls every morning and crumpets every night. He knew once she sampled his layer cake, he'd have his wicked way, and all Ernie had to offer was a pint of milk a day. Poor Ernie! And he drove the fastest milk cart in the West. One lunchtime, Ted saw Ernie's awesome cart outside her door. He drove him mad to find it was still there at 4:30. And as he leapt down from his van, off blood through his veins did course, and he went across to Ernie's cart, and he didn't half kick his horse, whose name was Trigger.
Trigger!
And he pulled the fastest milk cart in the West. Now Ernie rushed out into the street, his gold top in his hand. He said, if you want to marry Susie, you fight for her like a man. Oh, why don't we play...